Right now, we want to play some genius work done by our friends at theunticket.com. If you're not familiar with theunticket.com, it's kind of an unofficial audio blog that is dedicated to the ticket. And those guys do a great job of turning around audio. A lot of times, they'll just repost segments or bits, but they also will...
They have a creative side as well.
They'll be industrious and they'll put stuff together like this. So the first thing we're going to listen to is the Corby versus CJ bragging montage. Now, the Corby bragging montage, or at least the Corby brags, have been a staple on the Hardline for a long time.
Yeah.
Corby, of course, is half of the Hardline with Mike Reiner, and you are on that show as well, for those of you who are in from out of town.
He's clearly the cockiest member on the station.
Yes. And a lot of things he says are brags. A lot of these brags are taken entirely out of context.
Yeah, like, I had a salad for lunch. I mean, that's not really bragging, but when you put it like that, yes, it sounds very braggadocious.
So there have been plenty of Corby brag drops, but recently we've been focused on CJ Wilson brags.
Yes, so it's the abundance of interviews that CJ's been, we've been fortunate enough for CJ to give lately, that yes, he speaks in very similar tones as Corby does, as far as these declarative statements about things that he's done, whether they be big deals or not, but taken out of context.
And also just his dismissive tone about, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Not a big deal, but I've got a 70-inch TV.
Yeah.
He's done a ton of interviews. He's been at the podium all throughout the ALCS and now into the World Series. He's just an extremely cocky human being. He is probably the least liked member of this Texas Rangers team among its fan base. Mm-hmm. And if you are not familiar with why, you will find out, because this is the genius work of the Unticket. This is the Corby versus CJ bragging montage, where they pretty much try and one-up each other.
I don't really watch a lot of TV.
I have HD.
Yeah, not to brag, but I have a very large TV at home. Like, if you can get a bigger TV, you're going to get a bigger TV. You know, it's just like the way you do it.
So I got a telescope.
But I was like, you know, so it was great. I was really happy.
I got a book today.
And I started reading more books on, you know, marathon running and like endurance training and stuff like that.
I don't care how much cash I have.
I have businesses on the side and, you know, hobbies.
I spent $300 like it was nothing.
This dude that I'm renting the house from here in Dallas, I think he's one of those dudes that's like, he's like Jerry Jones.
I have $1 million right here in my briefcase, which I normally carry around anyway.
Like, got my certification to be a personal trainer. I got a nutrition license. I got all sorts of stuff.
I play golf.
You know, and I pitch a good game, so I think that's why we won.
I'm flying out to Nashville for a wedding.
I went out to dinner last night.
You know, I almost walked to work today.
I was doing football lifts and everything.
I amaze myself.
I have everything planned out and thought out. It's about having a plan and executing it.
I have an open email in 3 days.
You know, I watch Formula One racing. I watch Shark Week.
We have wild boar all throughout our property.
I told a guy to wash his mouth out with soap yesterday.
I had a Wee Man poster in my bedroom.
I like to have the iPad, MLB at Bat app, or I have my laptop always going, so I'm like doing this, doing that, doing this, you know?
I'm the most super gay human being of all time.
I'm a relatively G-rated personality off the field.
I just came from Houston.
I've had some good success against Tampa, so I'm going to look to continue that.
I am a massive fan of coleslaw.
I had a mouthful of food, though, so I couldn't really yell.
I won't go to Kroger for 6 months or something like that. I got a big old moose in the freezer.
I'm never satisfied, you know, like...
I watched the Mavericks from row one on their first NBA title.
I was always someone that, like, took baseball seriously. Even as a little kid, I was too serious, you know?
If a day goes by that I don't get laid, it's a failed day.
I have to go to rehab for 2 hours a day.
I love going to the theater.
Obviously, I'm not out there reinventing, you know, molecular biology on the field and throwing strikes.
I made out during the natural.
If I spend too much time worrying about baseball, it's sort of like, you know, there's like a samurai proverb where if you can over-sharpen your knife, and eventually it gets dull.
I have an Ethiopian son.
Like, now that loss is over, I have nothing to watch on TV.
I eat a late lunch.
God, my favorite scene is, I had dinner last night. Whoa, look at me, I had dinner. All right, now, Gordon, if you didn't hear this earlier, I guess it was yesterday, Gordon Keith got a one-on-one following with C.J. Wilson following Game 2 in the clubhouse, and it went on for about 10 minutes, and my God, If you want to hear a grown man sound like an eighth grade girl from Southern California, just listen to a C.J. Wilson interview. But they did. Thank you to the Unticket again. They were able to get a hold of this interview and cut it up. And we have, this is fresh, brand new, fresh C.J. Bragg montage from the interview with Gordon Keith done on Thursday night.
I'm very good with my time. So it's awesome to have like a house that you can have pool parties in. I know how much they cost. I like modern stuff. And I had my money invested like in a particular way. I found a nice house in North Dallas, so it's pretty cool. No. I don't need the dually. I'm a one-track mind guy. I'm on the way up. It's okay. You know, I have a personal assistant that like takes care of all my business stuff. I'm in the playoffs. I had some awesome pool parties this summer. As long as I can have a pool party, you know, here and there, maybe once a month in the summertime, then that would be cool. It's constantly evolving. You know, I have a Carrera GT, which is the coolest car ever that Porsche's ever made. I always have like a huge like savings plan for the future and all that stuff. Stiff, you know, stiff and like in the morning when you're hot, lubed up and you feel smooth. This is kind of the nature of the beast as a professional athlete. I sleep 5 hours a day. You know, not me, like you'd think it's speeding. I'm not that tall, so I like to feel tall. I have a 2003 diesel truck. I like to have a nice view with a cool pool. Probably be a writer. I'd like to write. A GTO is about $5 million, so I'm probably gonna get one of those. I have an action movie that I'm writing. I've lived in apartments and condos.
He's writing an action movie.
See what it was like to live in a big house. I have an official race team. We have a big rig, so I don't need to tell anything anymore. I already have two side businesses right now and the charity. I have a comedy that I'm writing right now. Like I have a condo. I did an interview and then I've been getting asked about it a lot. I'm one of those doomsday dudes. I have a TV show that's kind of like a dramatic comedy put together. I have expensive tastes, especially with cars. I have a Ferrari that's pretty neat. I just focus on my creative stuff in baseball, and that's it. It's awesome.
Is he awesome. Not amazing? That was all from one interview.
Yeah, I mean, certainly Gordon was teeing him up a little bit, you know, asking about his cars and asking about where he lives and asking about money. So he definitely was directing the conversation, he's not shy. He won't. It doesn't matter. He'll tell you about everything.
His favorite word is I.
Oh, man.
Man, that is so funny.
You know, the more I think about it, a free agent trade of Sabathia for Wilson would be wonderful. Yeah. I don't care if Sabathia is a giant tub of lard. I would rather have him than that douche nozzle in the clubhouse.
It's good stuff for us to play on the radio, that's for damn sure.
My God. CJ, you are an idiot.
My God. Just pitch good one more time and all will be forgiven, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would say pitch good once, but he pitched okay in game one. He just got into trouble and got knocked out.